It was fantastic. It's hard to describe. It was very emotional because being nominated by the kids that I coach in Cornwall, it was very humbling. And it was great to see so much support from the Cornish people. You know, it was a great honour. I'll never do it again, so it was fantastic.
Huge day for Cornwall. Big day for the Sharks on Saturday. Bournemouth Bobcats at home to, I guess, what we're calling the new Shark Tank now up at Mount Wise.
Yeah, it is. It's been nicknamed the Shark Tank. And, you know, we had a good crowd the first game. And there's just a different atmosphere within the team. You know, we lost to the Bobcats the first game. That was through silly penalties. But, you know, we gave them field position. But it'd be a hard-hitting game. And our offence has actually started to click. So,
well, let's go round the table on this. Ollie, let's start with yourself. I mean, 6-2, that's a pretty low-scoring game up at Bournemouth. Can we read anything into that?
I don't think so. It was a pretty frustrating game. We just had too many annoying penalties and we just couldn't move the ball offensively. But we're pretty confident that we can bring it back this weekend.
Matt, I mean, we heard from Coach last year talking about you're a slightly different side when you travel because people can't necessarily come away, get the time off work. Over at Mount Wise, it's going to be a different type of game. Are there any key personnel you're expecting back?
Not really. I think just generally having the new key players kind of locally and not too far away and not having to travel so far to get to the games, I think that's pretty good. And you're less tired, less kind of travel lag, if you understand what I mean.
And of course, you're coming into this game on a two-game winning streak, so obviously you'll be wanting to keep that going as well.
Yeah, of course. We're very confident about it. The defence is playing really well. Key players like Darren Brooks and Phil Holby's back as well, I think. The offence is starting to click.
29 points in three games for the Bobcats, but they've only conceded 11. Now, what does that tell you about them? What should we be looking out for?
They've got pretty good defence. I mean, they'll be blitzing all day, but we've been working on the blitz package. So we'll take it to them and we'll stick more than 6 points on them. You know, so those stats will soon go this weekend. And I can't see them scoring more than two touchdowns on us this game. They struggled the last game. You know, because we're very good on defence. But offence, we struggled. Now the offence is starting to work. I mean, Ollie got four touchdowns. Matt got three touches. Lee got three touches for three scores the last game. You know, we're actually working well. We had three touchdowns dropped the last game. So, you know, the scores could be higher. But we take every game as it comes.
Ollie, I'll come back to you. When we've been up at the Sharks games, we've noticed it's not just the team playing there. There's a huge atmosphere that goes with it. Very much a community club.
Yeah, I mean, any support we can get is great. Obviously, being in the Sharks tank is a great morale boost and having all the support there. I think we've got about 70, 75 people coming up on Saturday, which would be great because it's obviously the home crowd is great to have behind us.